Imagine looking at a crowded room and seeing not the social dynamics, but the precise pattern of ceiling tiles or the exact frequency of the humming lights. This is the reality for nearly 1 in 100 children worldwide. Once considered rare and mysterious, autism has become one of the most researched developmental conditions of our time. When Rain Man hit theaters in 1989, it transformed public awareness overnight, with Dustin Hoffman's meticulous portrayal becoming an ambassador for a condition few understood. Today, autism touches countless families and continues to challenge our fundamental understanding of what it means to be human. What makes the autistic mind so different, and what can it teach us about ourselves? Autism encompasses conditions affecting prenatal brain development, characterized by social interaction difficulties and behavioral rigidity. Three cases illustrate this spectrum. David, diagnosed at 3, developed speech 2 years later with remarkable memory but poor social skills. Gary shows some autistic features without meeting full diagnostic criteria. Edward, verbally gifted, studies university mathematics despite social anxiety. These diverse cases share 3 core features: impaired social interaction, communication difficulties, ranging from limited language to conversation struggles, and repetitive behaviors with narrow interests. Autism originates from subtle genetic variations before birth, with symptoms typically emerging around age 2, a critical social development period. While newborns naturally show social interest, autism becomes apparent when children fail to develop joint attention, the ability to share interest in objects or experiences with others. Though autism existed before being named, it wasn't identified until the 1940s, when Leo Kanner and Hans Asperger independently described similar patterns in children. Early misconceptions portrayed autism as childhood schizophrenia or caused by refrigerator mothers, a harmful theory blaming cold parenting that gradually yielded to recognition of autism's biological foundations. Bernard Rimland's 1964 book marked a turning point, revealing autistic children's paradoxical pattern of remarkable strengths alongside significant challenges. Michael Rutter established the first standardized diagnostic tools and conducted twin studies showing autism's genetic component. Lorna Wing identified the triad of impairments: social interaction, communication, and imagination, revolutionizing autism understanding. The 1960s saw effective interventions emerge. Behavior therapy proved effective for managing challenging behaviors while maintaining dignity. Ivar Lovaas pioneered applied behavioral analysis with intensive one-to-one training, while Eric Schoppler developed Teach, emphasizing visual aids and structured environments. These complementary approaches, changing modifiable behaviors while adapting environments, transformed autism education. The dramatic rise in autism diagnoses reflects changing diagnostic practices rather than a true epidemic. A key Californian study showed that as autism diagnoses increased by approximately 600%, mental retardation diagnoses decreased proportionally, suggesting diagnostic substitution. The expansion of criteria to include milder cases has significantly contributed to this statistical surge. Clinicians initially used narrow criteria for classic autism, but later adopted the broader autism spectrum concept as they recognized behavior changes over time and individual variation. Current estimates place autism spectrum disorders at approximately 1.1% of the population, as common as schizophrenia, but present lifelong from early childhood. Suspected environmental causes like the MMR vaccine and thimerosal have been definitively ruled out, as autism rates continued rising after their removal from vaccines. The boundaries of autism spectrum disorders have blurred considerably. Children with social awkwardness despite high intelligence may now receive autism diagnoses where previously they might have been labeled differently or not diagnosed at all. Today's highly social culture places unprecedented value on social abilities, making social differences more noticeable than in previous generations. Genetic factors dominate autism causation, with twin studies showing 90% concordance in identical twins versus only 10% in fraternal twins. Some cases involve specific gene mutations affecting neural development, while most likely result from multiple genes interacting with early pregnancy factors like maternal infections or inflammation. Autistic brains consistently show structural differences: fewer Purkinje cells in the cerebellum, less dense cell packing in the limbic system, and smaller cells in the frontal cortex. These abnormalities emerge during fetal development, particularly during second trimester neuronal migration. Brain scans reveal fewer long-range connecting fibers between regions, especially in the corpus callosum. Most people possess an automatic mind-reading ability, a mental sat-nav tracking others' beliefs and intentions. People with autism lack this intuitive mentalizing capacity, demonstrated in the Sallyann experiment, where autistic children struggle understanding that others can hold false beliefs. While they may learn social rules through logic, this remains effortful rather than automatic. Another theory proposes autism involves a fundamental lack of biological drive to be social. Typically, developing babies prefer faces from birth and enjoy social interactions, an innate orientation possibly impaired in autism. The mirror system theory suggests autism might stem from dysfunction in neurons that fire both when performing actions and observing others, explaining difficulties with emotional resonance. Among autism's most fascinating aspects are savant talents, extraordinary abilities that flourish even in severely impaired individuals. Stephen Wiltshire exemplifies this, drawing intricate cityscapes from memory after brief helicopter rides, starting with precise details and producing remarkably accurate representations. While not universal in autism, many show unexpected abilities. Experiments reveal autistic children excel at detail-oriented tasks, completing puzzles by shape rather than picture, remembering random word strings, and finding hidden shapes in images. This suggests a processing style where elements are perceived without necessarily connecting to overall meaning. Two theories explain these cognitive differences: weak central coherence, reduced drive to perceive wholes rather than parts, and executive function difficulties, problems with planning, flexibility, and inhibition. About 30% of individuals with autism demonstrate absolute pitch, perceiving tones exactly as they are, regardless of context. One example of how different perceptual processing creates both challenges and extraordinary abilities. Meeting someone like Temple Grandin would be like meeting a celebrity. More commonly, you'd meet someone like Edward, who appears normal but works incredibly hard to maintain that appearance. Such individuals often experience extreme anxiety during casual conversation, fearing misunderstanding. Being direct, firm, and patient helps, as they typically miss subtle social cues. For children with autism, effective approaches include applied behavioral analysis for structured skill learning, while music, art, and speech therapy offer additional benefits. Social skills training works well for older children. Simple materials like Thomas the Tank Engine, with expressive faces and clear social stories, particularly appeal to autistic children. No medical treatments target autism's core features, though secondary symptoms like anxiety can be addressed. Medical conditions such as gastric inflammation frequently occur in autistic children and require attention. Addressing these underlying issues can significantly improve behavior problems. Families struggle most with autism's unanswered questions. Understanding the cause would transform bewilderment into better coping strategies. Since stress affects autistic individuals more severely, identifying and removing stressors is crucial for caregivers. Autism research not only helps us understand the condition better, but illuminates why all of us are who we are. By studying differently functioning minds, we discover the complexity of human connection and the diverse ways we experience our shared world.